All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, last week saw the New York Knicks name Dave Fizdale as their new head coach. Fizdale will become the 29th head coach in Knicks franchise history. This is not Fizdale's first go-around as a head coach in the NBA, as over parts of the last two seasons, he recorded a record of 50-51 as the head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies, which included a playoff appearance last spring. Now, the burning question for the New York Knicks fan base is Dave Fizdale the right guy to lead this team? And my money is on the answer of no. You look at this Knicks organization, it has been out of the loop and out of sync for the longest time. The last 5 years alone have seen the Knicks miss the playoffs. And under the watch of current team owner James Dolan, the Knicks have been a joke. I mean, you go back since the start of the 2000s, and you know, winning seasons have been hard to come by for the Knickerbockers. There really have not been that many of them. Only 5 playoff appearances, and even with that, only 4 winning seasons. And you know, you go back to what the Knicks were during the 90s. They were a perennial playoff team. They made the playoffs in every year. During that decade, of course, they were always in contention, and you know, things have just gotten away from this franchise so much. I mean, you have a star player in Kristaps Porzingis. He blew out his ACL last year. There are reports that he might not be ready or might not even play at all in the upcoming season. And you know, I think the best way to sum up this Knicks organization is the fact that there doesn't seem to be a plan in place. You have Dolan as the owner. Then you have Steve Mills as the president. You have Scott Perry as a general manager. And for my money, Steve Mills and Scott Perry come off as guys who are simply, you know, stuntmen for James Dolan. That is it. Nothing more, nothing less. And, you know, I really don't see Dave Fizdale having success with this job. I mean, you look at it. And I'm going to put Dave Fizdale in the same category and ask the same questions that I did when Jeff Hornacek took this job a few years ago. Are you that desperate for a paycheck that you need to take the New York Knicks job? I mean, you look around the NBA, there are many more lucrative jobs that are available. You look at the Phoenix Suns, granted, they are in a tailspin as a franchise right now. You look at the Milwaukee Bucks, they're currently shopping for a head coach. Dave Fizdale could have went back and become an assistant coach with the Miami Heat again, for all we know. I mean, it's a situation. I mean, you know, if LeBron decides to stay with the Cleveland Cavaliers, could Dave Fizdale have been a guy that could have worked there? We don't know. But I really think that there were better jobs around the NBA, you know, that Dave Fizdale could have taken as opposed to being the Knicks coach. Honestly, if Dave Fizdale wanted to come to New York City and coach, I'd have been better off, you know, if he had, you know, taken an AAU job as opposed to taking a Knicks job. I mean, it is a train wreck. You look at some of the people that have associated with themselves with this franchise since the 2000s, and they've gone nowhere. You know, Lenny Wilkins, Isaiah Thomas, Larry Brown, all of these guys are Hall of Famers. Of course, Isaiah Thomas was a Hall of Fame basketball player. But I mean, still, you know, Phil Jackson came in to run this front office, and it went nowhere. The Knicks are a train wreck. There's no other way to say it. And because of that, Dave Fizdale, I can't even say that he's going to have limited success. There is no success when you associate yourself with the Knicks franchise. A good friend of mine said something a while back, and it's very true. Nobody, and I mean absolutely nobody, basketball-wise, walks into Madison Square Garden and walks out a better person. Everybody walks out a defeated person, and that is the unfortunate fate that we are going to see for Dave Fizdale sooner rather than later. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season in the books, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to check me out at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.